chapter 4. Namhlanje sikuverse 7 kuya ku 11. 1 Peter chapter 4 verse 7 to 11. Kepha ukuphela kwezinto zonke sekusondele. Ngakho zikhuzeni niyithibe ukuze nikhuleke. Kunalokho yibani nokuthanda nokuthandana okungapheliyo ngokuba uthando lisibekela inqwaba yezono. Yamkelanani yilowo nalowo ningabi nakukhononda. Yilowo nalowo ngokwesipho asamkelisiwe makakhonze abanye njengeyinceku ezinhle zomusa kaNkulunkulu owehlukahlukene. Uma umuntu ekhuluma, makakhulume ngokwamazwi avela kuNkulunkulu. Uma umuntu ekhonza, makakhonze njengokwamandla awanikwa uNkulunkulu. Ukuze uNkulunkulu adunyiswe kukho konke ngoJesu Kristu okukuye inkazimulo namandla kuze kube phakade naphakade. Amen. UPetru-ke la noma esaqhubeka ekhuluma ngendaba yenhlupheko ababebhekene nazo labazalwane, kuzwakala sengathi uzama ukubayala ukuthi ma inhlupheko zikhona bona ababheke ukwenza ini, ababebhizi ngani. Yebo, ba under persecution njengoba sasifunda last week, yini bona okumele bayenze? Kufanele babebhizi ngani ngesikhathi abantu bebahlukumeza ngenxa yevangeli, ngenxa yokwenza okuhle, ngesikhathi kunzima nje empilweni uNkulunkulu ufuna senzeni thina? Yilowo umbuzo esiwuphendulayo. Kubala izinto ezintathu la. Okokuqala, asikhumbule ukuthi konke kuzophela masinyane, ngakho asiguquzeleke ngalokho. Okwesibili, asiyigadeni thina, siyibhekeni thina njengabazalwane ukuze singawi, singahlehlele emumva, singalinyazwe inhlupheko. Okwesithathu, asibheke nabanye abazalwane, khona nabo sobalekelela ukuthi bakwazi ukubekezela. Ma ubhekene neyinhlupheko, khumbula ukuthi izophela masinyane, number one. Number two, zigade. Ningingozi ebakhona ma umuntu eseyinhluphekweni. Number three, lekelela nabanye, gada nabanye abazalwane. Lezo zinto engicathi siyayibona kulamavesi. Ake sibuke leyo kuqala kuverse 7. Kepha ukuphela kwezinto zonke sekusondele. Lapha kuverse 1 kuya ku 6 uzokhumbula ukuthi bekade ekhuluma ngokuthi ukulunga kuholela enhluphekweni. Ma umuntu ehlupheka enyameni ingenxa ukuthi useyekile ukona, abantu abangakholwa bayamhlukumeza umuntu oyeka ukona, abamthandi umuntu ongabalandeli ekonakaleni kwabo. O noma kungabona abantu abangakholwa abasihlukumezayo, impilo nje yasemhlabeni, sakhuluma ngalokho, kuneyinhlupheko kulesi sikhathi esiphila kusona, noma ingabe senza okuhle. Kodwa-ke wasifundisa nokuthi ukuphila ngokwenza okuhle iyona ndlela yokuphila impela leyo, ngoba ngeke sibuyele ezulwini. Isikhathi esaspenda senza intando yabantu abangakholwa sasanele, yakhumbula ukukhuluma kanjalo. So it was enough. Lesa sikhathi sasisiphila sisahamba ngeyinkanuko zethu nezono zethu. Angeke sibuyele khona just because ukuphila ngobungcwele sometimes kuza neyinhlupheko. Kodwa futhi ukuphila ngobungcwele iyona into e-right ngoba kunokwahlulela okuzayo masinyane. Ngeke sibuyele ezonweni ngoba kuneyinhlupheko masiphila ngobungcwele. Because kuyeza ukwahlulela la khona abaphila ngokonakala bezokwahlulela uNkulunkulu balahlwe, bese bonke abaphila ngokulunga bezonikezwa ukuphila okuphakade. Ngakho yonke leyo nto ayikhulumayo ngeyinhlupheko eyilethwa ukungcwele, ukuhlushwa abantu abangakholwa, ukuhlupheka nje kwasemhlabeni in general, iyona yonke leyo nto athi isizophela masinyane, ukuphela kwezinto zonke sekusondele. Ukuhlupheka kuzophela, abantu abangakholwa bazokwahlulelwa, balahlwe uNkulunkulu, abangcwele bazonikezwa ukuphila okuphakade bazovuzwa ngenhlupheko abakade beyibekezelela ukuphela kwezinto zonke sekusondele uqonde ukusiqhuquzela abangcwele enhluphekweni into kufanele uyikhumbule le ngesikhathi impilo inzima ukuthi akuzukuhleze kunje uNkulunkulu akazukuhleze ekiyekelela ekuthena abantu bakuhlukumeze akazukuhleze uNkulunkulu eyekelela ukuthi umzimba wakho ugule uzwe ubuhlungu impilo nje ingabe imnandi ukuphela kwezinto zonke kusondele simele ukuyikhumbula leyo nto kaningi ma sibhekene nenhlupheko uyafika lo mcabango lo noma ungabi phambili emqondweni wethu be conscious kodwa unconsciously kuba nento nje ethi kanti kuyoze kube nini kunje kade ngabekezela shuthi impilo yami mina ayisophindi bengcono usathana ufuna silibale ukuthi inhlupheko eze sikhashana azizukulasta forever leyo nto ayisize sikwazi ukuyibekezelela inhlupheko ayisize siququzeleke singadangali ngokweqile einhluphekweni ngoba siyakhumbula ukuthi ukuphela kwezinto sekusondele ukhuluma ngokubuya kuka Jesu ke la kusondela ukubuya kuka Jesu iyona next big event kwikhalenda kaNkulunkulu ayikhenye into ekusafanele ingene ibe khona kwi planning ne timeline kaNkulunkulu ngeyikhathi zomose kwakusafanele kwakhiwa isizwe saka Israel kwakungasondela ukuphela kwezinto lapho ngeyikhathi sesikhona isizwe saka Israel kwakusafanele kuqale kufike uMesiya kwakungakasondela ukuphela kwezinto zonke mayisefikile uMesiya kwakusafanele afe avuke thuneni kushunyayelwa insindiso ezweni zonke noma sasesifikile kodwa sasingakasondeli isikhathi sokuphela kwezinto zonke manje ayisekhenye into elindiwe kulesi sikhathi sokushunyayelwa kwevangeli isikhathi sebandla the next big event ukuthi uJesu abuye ngakho ngokwekhalenda likaNkulunkulu ukuphela kwezinto zonke sekusondele noma uPetru esifundisa kencwadi yakhe yesibili ukuthi singadidiswa abantu abathi kade kwakushiya ukuthi kusondele kodwa kufiki ngakho kuchaza ukuthi ngeke kufike ukubuya kuka Jesu ngoba uyasiyala ngokuthi asokhumbula ukuthi inkosi ayisikali isikhathi njengathi usuku olulodwa enkosini njengeminyaka 8000 neminyaka 8000 njengosuku olulodwa kodwa makuthiwa kusondele kusoon it's the next thing engenzeka ingenzeka in our lifetime singathi singakafi thina siphele uJesu ebe esebuyile emhlabeni iyona into elandelayo ezokwenzeka asikukhumbuleni lokho bese kuyasiza ukubekezela einhluphekweni zethu siququzeleke singadangali einhluphekweni kodwa ke noma kwenzeka inkosi ingabuyi masinyane ukufa nakho kuseduze futhi ukufa empilweni yomzalwane kukhululwa einhluphekweni kuvuzwa ngokubekezela kwakhe ngakho nalokho kuseduze khona ke singayibala neminyaka kwabanye bethu mhlambe sikala u 30 years abanye benu sikala u 15 years abanye kuseduze ngempela sikala u 10 years ngokuthi uNkulunkulu sigcina kangakanani nalokho kumele ukusiqhuquzela angizukubekezela into engapheli ukuphela kwezinto zonke kusondele amen ufuna uNkulunkulu abazwane bafane njengomuntu ogijima imarathon eseyibona intambo eseyibona ifinish line noma ngabe seliyashija qamba noma ukhathele amandla phelile kodwa meke wayibona intambo ayabuye kokugcina athi sale sengiqedelela ngoba sengiseduze nefinish line ilowo mqondo uNkulunkulu azama ukusinikeza wona bekezela ebunzimeni bempilo iseduze ifinish line qinisela ungabusabuye lemumva bese thi okwesibili sokuqala mawubhekene nenhlupheko zikhumbuze lento le uPaul uyibiza ngenhlupheko eyilulana zesikhashana yena eyichathanisa nenguna phakade impilo yosemhlabeni is not very long mayichathanisa nenguna phakade bazalwane u70 years is nothing compared to eternity ngakho qinisela kulesikhashana esincane sisele bese ungena enkazimulweni. Okwesibili, zigadeke, zigade, usho njalo uma uqhubeka noverse 7. Ngakho zikhuzeni niyithibe ukuze nikhuleke. Kulezi njoba kusondela isikhathi sokuphela kwezinto zonke, nizokudinga ukukhuleka. Nizodinga ukuba abantu abakhulekayo ngoba nizowadinga amandla kaNkulunkulu. IBhayibheli kaningi malikhuluma ngokuphela kwezikhathi, likhuluma sengathi kuzoba yizikhathi ezinzima. Abantu bazohlubuka enkosini. Njoba abanye sibabona benza manje, sihamba nabo isikhashanyana bahlubuke makuvela inhlupheko. Kuzokwanda ububi. IBhayibheli likhuluma kanjalo, abantu bazoba more evil. Siyakubona lokho kwenzeka. Umhlaba uya ngokuya ungcola wonakala kakhulu kunakuqala. Ngakho kuzoba nzima ukubekezela njengomzalwane. Ingakho uJesu ekhuluma ukuthi kodwa babekezela kuze kube sekugcineni ibona bayosindiswa. Ngakho sodinga ukuthi uNkulunkulu asinikeze amandla, sodinga ukuthi sikhuleke simncenge uNkulunkulu ngesikhathi ubhekene nezinhlupheko okwanda emkhulekweni. Amen. Ungavumi inhlupheko ziqhelise kuNkulunkulu kunalokho othi mawuxakekile uxakekele enkosini umncenge uNkulunkulu ukuthi asusi inhlupheko umncenge uNkulunkulu ukuthi mayingakayisusi akusize ukwazi ukubekezela ukwazi ukuqinisela ngesikhathi inhlupheko kumele ukhuleke kunezinto ezimbili kodwa ayibalayo athi sizodinga ukuba nazo khona sizokwazi ukukhuleka uthi okokuqala ngakho zikhuzeni ibani self-controlled. Okwesibili athi zithibeni ibani nomqondo osobha niswanguluke emqondweni khona nizokwazi ukukhuleka for the sake of your prayers ukuze nikhuleke. Enye into ayenza kungakhulekeki uma siseyinhluphekweni ukuthi asilawuli, asibi self-controlled. Siyayiyekelela silawulwe usizi. Usizi bese lisenza sibheke phansi singakwazi ukuphakamisela amehlo ezulwini sizizwe sisebumnyameni abantu bakhuluma ukuthi uzizwe usemanzini engathi uyacwila bese ungakwazi nokubhekisa amehlo uphakamisa izandla uyibhekise ezulwini ukwazi ukukhuluma noNkulunkulu udinga ukwazi ukuyilawula ulawulwe ingqondo yakho namaqiniso owaziyo ezwini kaNkulunkulu njengaleli nje lokuthi kuzodlula konke masinyane lawulwa lelo qiniso ungalawulwa ubuhlungu nosizi nokuyidabukela okugcina kukufaka kwi-depression okuchaza ukuthi ubuhlungu kuyakucindezela ngendlela ukuthi awukwazi kwenza lutho manje nokukhuleka akwenzeki kodwa ibalekile self-control ngesikhathi useyinhluphekweni Nezo into bathanda ayivi balekile le. Sometimes thina sifila sengathi mayifika inhlupheko sinelungelo lokuyeka ukuyilawula. Wonke umuntu uunderstanda noNkulunkulu uunderstanda sibhukudeke inyembezini sicwile sengathi inkosi ayishunga lutho. Akufanele sibe njalo thina njengabazalwane. Umuzi uPaul mayekhuluma ngomzana oshonelwe athi singakhali njengalabo abangenali ithemba ubizi self control lapho uthi mashonelwe yebo siyakhala kodwa sikhala with self control thina sikholwayo asidedeleli osizini usizi lusibuse ingqondo ivaleke inhliziyo ivaleke singakwazi ngisho ukuthandaza enkosini ibalekile self control umoya ongcwele uyamnikeza umzalwane i-self control abantu bebhizi bemhlukumeza impilo ingahambi kahle izinto yibheda ngayo yonke indlela athi eso season ekhala kodwa akwazi ukuyilawula angayiyekeleli chaza lokho mayethi zikhuzeni ibani self control ningalawulwa uyakhumule iqani bade khulume ngokuthi singakasindiswa sasiphila ngeyinkanuko zabantu ethi sasanele leso sikhathi siphila kanjalo azayibale ezinye zazo asingalawulwa ilokho ungavumi ukulawulwa yinkanuko zakho ingaphandle nje kwaleyo sizi kunezinto oyihalelayo, kunezinto oyifisayo, bese ziyakulawula ngendlela ukuthi uzokwenza noma yini ukuyithola le zinto. Ma ukuthi ukuze kube mnandi empilweni kufanele uyeke phansi indaba yokukholwa, uzokuyeka phansi ngoba ulawulwa inkanuko yokufuna ukuthi impilo ibe mnandi manje. Ikhona leyo temptation. In fact, yona le temptation eyenza abantu bahlubuke uma besekuhlukumezekeni. Ngoba into embusayo ukuthi akufanele ngihlukumezeke. Ngiyakulangazela nami ukuba nokuthula nabantu umndeni wami ubuyele kungithandeni. Ngiyakulangazelela ukuthi ngisebenze njengabantu bonke. Ngiyakulangazelela ukuthi ngibe nomuntu ongithandayo, ngibe nomndeni. Ngakho ngizokwenza noma kufanele ngiyenze. Angizukulinda uNkulunkulu, angizukubekezela. Ayilimezi yetsheni. Kuyenzeka, kuyenzeka. Uzokhokho okukhokhwayo. Ngoba uyawufuna lo msebenzi, whether uNkulunkulu uyamnika noma akamniki. Uzoya la kuthiwa kuyiwa khona, la kukhokhoba khona ebusuku, uma kuwukuthi mhlawumbe kungenzeka aphila bengcono, ngoba akazi ukuyibekezela le ndaba yokugula yena manje. Ukhanukela ukuba ngcono empilweni, whatever the cost. Zilawuleni bangcwele. Ungalawulwa ifiso onazo. Ngizoba naye umntwana whether uNkulunkulu uyanginika umshado or not. Doesn't matter. Ngoba ngilawulwa yilesi sifiso manje nginaso. Niyabona indlela iyinkanuko. Inkanuko just means strong desire. Kodwa isikhathi esiningi desire ephambene nentando kaNkulunkulu ngoba ufuna into uNkulunkulu angakwenzela ngendlela yokuyithola ngobungcwele. Ngakho uyifuna ngenkani, asibe self-controlled, singalawulwa iyifiso zenhliziyo yethu, sizokudinga lokho, khona sokwazi lokho isikhuphukela kuNkulunkulu ngemkhuleko, simncenga uNkulunkulu, ngoba iyinhliziyo zethu zilawulekile, ayilawulwa ama-desires. Amen. Asikadeni bathanda, ngeyikhathi zenhlupheko. Kade ukuthi inhliziyo yakho ithini, ngesikhathi isimo sinzima empilweni. Ikade inhliziyo yakho. Iyadidisana, iyalahlana, mayisifuna izinto ezifunayo, ubona sengathi uNkulunkulu akakunikezi zona. Amen. Into esibili ibalalwa ngaphansi kokuyigada wena, ukuba sober minded. Nizithibe, ochaza ukuba sober. Yebo, ngenza ukuthi ukhuluma ngalokhu akudako kwakuvesi 3 athi abanye babekwenza ngoba inhlupheko ziyakwenza lokho umuntu uma ehluphekile abone ngathi kungcona vele ayidakwe ngotshwala noma ngama-drugs noma ngane zomenza angacabangi. Noni ingakwenzi lokho, ibani sober noma ingabe zikhona iy'nhlupheko. Kodwa ngicathi ukhuluma kakhulukazi ngokuba sober emqondweni ngaphandle nje kokudakwa, okuchaza ukucabanga ngendlela eclear. Zazi into ezibalulekile, yazi ukuthi yini eza phambili, yini eza ngemumva. Njengokuthi nje, yazi indaba yokuthi ukuphila kamnandi kwinguna phakade kubalulekile kuza phambili kunokuphila kamnandi manje. Uma ukuphila kamnandi kwinguna phakade kubiza ukuthi ngibekezele kwamanje, then kulungile ngizobekezela. Ungaphambanisa ama priorities, ugcine usacrificer inguna phakade for isikhashanyana samanje. Ukungacabangi clearly lokho, ukudakwa emqondweni wakho, usudakwe isifiso sobumnandi besikhashana. Kubenze emgcine kukwenza ungayibuki izinto ngamehlo uNkulunkulu afuna uyibuke ngawo. Ngakho iba sober in your judgment. Zikala izinto. Ubone ukuthi yebo lokhu noma ngikufisa bekungaba mnandi kube nginakho. Kodwa uma ukuthi ngizolahlekelwa uKristu ngenxa yakho, lokho akusiso, lezo yibala ihlangani. Angikwazi ukukhokha imiliyoni for ubacikile. Niyawazi ubacikile? Mathuke awazi ubacikile. Kuthiwa yini Eccles. Uswidi, uswidi ayana omncane omngaka. Umnandi wona unoshukela, kodwa ulasta 10 minutes, emva kwalokho usuphelile. Ungakhokhi imiliyoni. Ungadayisi indlu nemoto ukuze uthenge ubacikile. Cabanga ube sober emqondweni wakho, yebo yazi ubunga bamnandi ubacikile kodwa uma ukuthi ubiza imiliyoni kulungile ngizophila ngaphandle kwawo nobumnandi basemhlabeni bunjalo singabuyele ezonweni singamhlubu kuNkulunkulu ngoba sibona sengathi ukubekezelela inhlupheko ku too much kanti sesisacrificer ingunaphakade sesiyisa ekwahlulelweni ingunaphakade amen zigade ngesikhathi useyinhluphekweni ziqaphele ngoba uzothi uma iqhubeka athi usathane uyabhodla njengebhubesi ufuna ngamgwinya ngakho gade angagwinyi ngesikhathi umsebenzi ungenawo ngesikhathi ugula emzimbeni ungabi ngcono ngesikhathi abantu bengakufuni bekukhuluma kambi ngesikhathi umshado ungafikile ngesikhathi impilo ingahambi nje kahle gada inhliziyo yakho gada ingqondo yakho iba sober khona ungazukulimala usathane akugwinye uthi ke kwenzeni lokho for the sake of your prayers bese ngishilo ukuthi kuzobaluleka ukuthi ube umuntu okhulekayo ngalezo yikhathi izinto ezintathu okufanele uzenze mawubhekene nenhlupheko yokuqala khumbula ukuthi zizodlula masinyane okwesibili zigade while inhlupheko zisekhona amen okwesithathu nokugcina gada nabanye abazalwane ungakhulumi njengoKhayina owathi esembulela umfowabo mayethu uNkulunkulu uphi umfowenu uAbel wathi am I my brother's keeper and mean mina efanele ngimgade ngisecurity lakhe ngunene wakhe yebo uneni wabanye abazalwane kumele sigadane njengabazalwane ngesikhathi sibhekene nenhlupheko ukuthi njengoba mina ngimile ngiqinile ngiyibhekile ngiyikhumbuza ukuthi sizodlula inhlupheko abanye bona benze njani simele ukukhathalelana njengabazalwane ubalake izinto ezingu-4 ngaphansi kwalokho esimele ukwenza omunye komunye okokuqala kuverse 8 simele ukuthandana ngokweqiniso kunalokho yibani nokuthandana elezulu lithi okungapheliyo kodwa kahle kahle uthi asithandane earnestly kuvela enhlizweni ukuthandana okungenakho ukuzenzisa ukuthandana okwangempela hayi lokuthandana okwenza umuntu asmile ma ekubona akhawule akahage uthi ungabheka lathi noma akukhulume kambi noma nje uma ekubona hawa umzalwane kukhulunywa kamnandi mukwabheka le ukhohliwe wena akuthi idiki kuyena maqondana nawe akukho okuhle akufisela khona akazi ukukhulekela akafuni nokwazi ukuthi qhubeka kanjani empilweni yakho mayikubuza ukuthi unjani ugcina nje icala lokuthi phela mawube ngalelo umbuza impilo umuntu kodwa akekho concerned ngempela ukuthi kwenzekani empilweni yakho kunjani thina abazona sithandani ngothando olunjalo uthando lwenhlinini sithandana ngothando lwangempela okusho ukukhathalelana umele ukuba nendaba ukuthi kwenzekani empilweni yomunye umzalwane mayisenhluphekweni uqhubeka kanjani ngaphansi kwenhlupheko uyakhumbula ukuthi zizodlula inhlupheko noma usekhohliwe sezi seyiphezu kwakhe akasakwazi nokucabanga uyigadile nenhluphekweni noma usevele wayidedelela nje isakhona iself control usasoba emqondweni wakhe noma akasayiboni nakahle izinto usakhuleka yini umele ukuba nendaba ukuthi kwenzeka empilweni yomunye umzalwane nokuthi ukhopha kanjani uthando akube olwangempela angisanizwa nithi amen manje I'm very concerned ni understand abazalwane sikhuluma ukuthi senze njani ngesikhathi impilo inzima khumbula ukuthi ayizokuhlezi inzima zigade wena ngithi ke manje gada nabanye okokuqala nje ngokuba umuntu obathandayo abanye abazalwane into esibila ibalayo la ngaphansi kokuthanda abazalwane khona kuone verse 8 uthi ngokuba uthando lisibekela inqwaba yezono ukhuluma ngokuxolelana lapho mayethi uthando liyasibekela liyakhava uma ubuka amanye amavesi akhuluma ngaleyo ndlela uyabona ukuthi akhomba ukuxolelwa kwezono ukuthi siwumuntu ozono zakhe zikhaviwe uNkulunkulu angambaleli okubi ngamanye amazwi izono zixolelwe uma ke ubathanda abazalwane ngokweqiniso uyabaxolela izono zabo awubabaleli zona uthando lumenza umuntu ayisibekele izono ashaye ngathi azikho zikhona angafuni ukuba punisha abantu ngazo izono inqwaba yazo usho njalo la uPetru ibalekele leyo nto masibhekene nezinhlupheko ngoba siyadingana uSathane ke uyayidala inkinga asenzele kubenzima ukubekezela ezinhluphekweni ngokusiqhatha nje kuthi kuvele kunzima empilweni yakho ubadinga abazalwane avele akwenze uzwe ukuthi ngo-1990 bani wake wakhuluma kambi lo mzalwane igcina ifikile endlebeni zakho akukhumbuze nokuthi uyakhumbula ukuthi bakuphatha kanjani ngesikhathi ushonelwe ngesikhathi kunje uyakhumbula ukuthi bayikhumbula i-birthday yalo bangayikhumbule yakho akubuyise emqondweni usathane ngesikhathi ubadinga abazalwane sewuswacabeleke inhliziyo isibuhlunguke sewudiniwe noma abantu bengakazi ukuthi udinwe yini awusayiphendula ingcingo sewuhlehlile akugojeleke usathane bathange bese uvela uyayikhava izono noma uyikhumbula uthi oh hey khona impela abakwenza lokho kodwa nami kudala ngibagila ngiyabaxolela amen dala uNkulunkulu engixolela konje ungixole ingaku mina uNkulunkulu thani ngibayeke ubaxolela abazalwane bese inhliziyo iyavuleka uyiphendula ingcingo waphendula ama message bese uvela uyalithola usizo olidingayo uSathane ahluleke ukukunqoba siyadingana ngesikhathi senhlupheko ngakho bangcole kuzomela sixolelane mhm ukungaxolelani iyona nto eyenza kubande enkonzweni ukhona ukungaxolelani kwenza umuntu abe lonely sibaningi singaka azizwe yedwa ngoba ubophile enhlizweni isikhathi siningi uyena inkingi kuyena isikhathi siningi angikho umuntu angithi uyabona nezandla ngiyibambe kanje isikhathi siningi kubopha yena bese engafuni ukusondela kubantu base bathe bayazama nkosi yami bayangqongqoza bathi bayidlisa satshanyana akubambi lutho nje ngoba khonto eyenzeka madala endulo inhliziyo ayikhohli amen. Noma kungasiyena ke labo kumele ngabe bayasondela bamduduze abasondeli ngoba nabo mhlambe wenza into ukubona bamxolele noma kwakwabanye abenza into kodwa udiniwe umuntu usedinelwe wonke umuntu woniwe ubani ngakho nje usiwacabele kuthina sonke ayisenzeki le fellowship neunity nemfudumalo sonke siyidingayo masibhekene nezinhlupheko uNkulunkulu umisile ukuthi ukubekezela ukuma enhluphekweni is a community project umuntu akabekezeli yedwa ngeke uze ume ensindisweni uwedwa uyasidinga sonke siyadingana ngakho awaphela amagqubu ayiphela itension awaphela ama vibe angemahle aphela kanjani uthando liyayisibekela izono ayixazululwa zonke sometimes ezinye zigcina ingavelanga nokuthi kwakwenze njani umuntu wayekhutshwe yini kodwa nje uthando livele luthi nje cover kudlulwe amen bazalwane angithi nathi uNkulunkulu uyikhavile inqwaba yezono zethu sixolelwe eyinkulu iyikweletu ngakho nathi asibaxolele abantu iyikweletu eyincanyana abasikweleta zona asixolelane sibe nje nomoya onjalo obakhululayo abantu ezintweni abazenza wakunyathela wangaxolisa dedela leyo nto leyo wakhuluma kambi wakhleba dedela yonke leyo nto inhliziyo ivuleleke imfuduma libuye akube mnandi ebandleni ngoba hayi ngoba sonani ngeke singonani kodwa ngoba siyaxolelana masonile amen into esatha ibalayo uthi kuverse 9 yamkelanani yilona lowo ningabi nokukhononda ukwamkelana akakhulumi nje ngokuthi welcome ukhuluma ngehospitality emakhaya hospitality emakhaya yayibaleka kakhulu ngalezi zikhathi uPetru ebhala ngoba inhlupheko zaze serious umuntu wayexoshwa lahlala khona abantu babezingelwa kuphoqa ukuthi kufanele bavale izindlu zabo babaleke baye kwezinye indawo ngakho uma bazana bebaleka abafana nama refugees abantu ababalekela impi babedinga indawo zokubhaqalala indawo zokufika abalala indawo zokufika abahlale wali behlanganisa izinto zabo yakhumbula nje uma kuqala inhlupheke eJerusalem abebulala uStefan bese uSawule elida ukuzingela kwamakholwa abaleka hlakazeka amakholwa shimi iziyawo ayiyohlalaphi njengoba bebaleka nje uthi ke uPetra abazalwane abavula amakhaya abo babamkele abazalwane ababhekene nenhlupheko ukuthi bakwazi ukubhacalala emakhaya abo abazalwane kodwa futhi enye into ayibalala njengoba ekhuluma ngokuvula ikhaya lakho kwakusabisa ke ukuthi kube wena ohosta inkonzo ngenxa lezinhlupheko ezazikhona angithi ayingekho amabandla ayingekho ama buildings ngale ikhathi zabazalwane babehlangana emakhaya abanye abazalwane wena okuhlanganwe ekhaya lakho wena oyitarget number 1 uma abantu sebefuna ukuzingela amakholwa ngoba bayaza hlangana lapha ya ngakho bazofika kwelakhe ikhaya abantu ke bavala izindlu zabo ngenxa yokusaba basafuna ukwamukela umuntu uthi uPetru ningakwenzi lokho yamukelana nani emakhaya enu ningavumi ukwahlulwa ukwesaba nalezi inhlupheko bese nibabantu abangenayo ihospitality enye into ayibalayo noma umuntu engazileke ukuzohlala zobhacala lekhaya futhi kungasikho ukuhosta inkonzo kodwa umuntu mhlawumbe uhlukumezekile la ekhona ekhaya lakhe impilo inzima nje ngeendlela ezihlukahlukene mvulela ikhaya lakho nje ukuzomduduza bese phinde yagoduke ekhaya ikhaya labazalwane kumele kube yi-refreshment station uyazi leyo nto uma utravel uma uhamba ubheke egoli yindi indlela uyayidinga i-ultra city la uzofika ungene khona imoto ifuthwa amathayi ifaka upetroli nawe uhambe uyakwazi ukuyikhulula uhambe uthole into yokuphuza uthole into yokudla ube refreshed bese uyaqhubeka nendlela lezo zinto for impilo yokomoya amakhaya abazalwane nayo izobathanda so ke leya hospitality yayifunakala ngalezi ayikhathi isafunakala namanje sisadinga ukusebenzisa amakhaya ethu njengendawo yokwakhana njengendawo yokuvuselelana njengendawo yokuguquzelana njengabazalwane ihospitality into ebalekile ebandleni kaNkuluNkulu. uNkuluNkulu udesignile. Ningabona ukuthi nibheke phansi kanjani nonke manje. uNkuluNkulu udesignile ukuthi impilo yokukholwa ayiphilwa Sunday kuphela. Udesignile uNkuluNkulu ukuthi kufanele zihlangane ngempela izimpilo zethu. Ukukholwa kuphilwa kanjalo ibandla into enjalo. Ibandla kusiyinto ehlangana on a Sunday. La ibandla ihlanganela khona kuyahlangana emakhaya ubona kanjalo incwadi yezenzo makukhulunywa bahlangana imizi ngemizi behlephula isinkwa yebo kwakudliwa isidlo senkosi kodwa kwakuhlephula nesinkwa nje ukuthi kuyadliwa bayamemana abazalwane for amalunch for amabreakfast for amatiye for amadina impilo yokukholwa iphilwa ndawonye hhayi endlini yokukhonzela nasemakhaya abazalwane ayavulwa ukuze basizakale abazalwane ekakhulukazi makunenhlupheko. Amen. Ma umuntu ebhekene nenhlupheko enye into nje emqinisayo emnikeza amandla ukuthi wena ummeme kwakho umthelela inkomishi yetiye umlalele umuntu abuya amandla. Abanye bahlehle ngoba azange sibavulele amakhaya ethu. Bangayithola induduzo bebeyidinga abantu bagcina bewile ngempela ngenxa yenhlupheko. Yamkelanani ningabi nakukhononda yebo uya imagine ngena kanjani leyo kukhononda labazalwane nje bafuna ukuhleze beza la njalo nje banazo nezabe izindlu kanti sazokwazi ukuphungula manje kancane kancane nje kancane kancane nje ngoba ikhaya lami lami kudla kwami kwami moto yami yami lama vesi alandelayo ayasikhipha kulowo mqondo uthi lokho kokugcina ngikubalayo kuverse 10 yilowo nalowo ngokwesipho asamkelisiwe makakhonze abanye njengezinceku ezinhle zomusa kaNkuluNkulu wehlukahlukene yilowo nalowo ngokwesipho asamkelisiwe sonke samkeliswa izipho izipho zokomoya esikwazi ukusiza ngazi abantu in spiritual ways izipho eyiphathekayo njengemali nendlu nemoto nokudla neingubo izipho lezi uNkulunkulu asinikeze zona uthi ke masikhonze abanye ngalezo zipho njengeyinceku ezinhle zomusa kaNkulunkulu owehlukahlukene othatha izipho zakhe ayisebenzisela ukukhonza abanye unjengenceku enhle ewuhlakaza kahle umusa kaNkulunkulu owehlukahlukene isithomba spendawo la umajina umnikazi wendlu boza thizeni ineyigqila noma abantu abasebenzayo la ekhaya lo munye ithi wena hambe masimini uyovuna ubuye nokudla kube kuningi mawubuya nakho okunikeza lo owu chef ozopheka phekele bonke abantu omunye useyibayeni abuye nenyama azoyinikeza uchef uchef uphekela bonke abantu sesibayeni inyama yabo bonke abantu osemasimini yabo bonke abantu ophekayo uphekela bonke abantu omunye uphethe izimali baholele bonke omunye uyaklina la indlu uklina wonke umuntu usethi itafula for wonke umuntu wonke umuntu kunento ayinikeziwe whether masimi whether isibaya whether isekishini whether izimali wonke umuntu kunento ayiphethe kodwa lento ayiphethe eyabo bonke abanye alifangishini ikhaya uma lo semasimini ezothi ngeke ngivunele abanye mina ngizovunela mina kuphela kuzophekwa nekishini alisebenzi ikhaya uma lo sekishini ezothi angiphekele bonke abantu bona benzini ngizoyiphekela mina ngedwa uzodlani lo semasimini uzodlani lo sesibayeni uzogcina engasekho emsebenzini wakhe ngoba akakuthola akudingayo kulo munye uyanasenda lento engizama ukuyiphenda ibandla likaNkulunkulu lifangishina ngokuthi wonke umuntu wasebenzisa iphi wayinikiwe for the benefits of wonke omunye umuntu. Iphiwo zokomoya yebo, akuzona ezakhe ezebandla. Kodwa njengoba tekhuluma ngehospitality la, ufaka nalezinto onazo kwezakhe imali loyiholile wena. Nathi sibaliwe kuyona. Waphela amen ekukhanyeni. Indlu yakho leyo nayo. Nathi sibaliwe. Kosofa nezihlalo nokukhona efrijini. Awanthen amen makholo. Imoti passenger seat ne back seat. Nathi sibaliwe. Amen. Iphiwo zonke lezi uNkulunkulu asinikeze zona esimele ukukhonzana ngazo. Yebo isebenzisele wena mawuvuna yebo na uzodla lokho kuvunayo kodwa uvunela nabanye uNkulunkulu umisi siphila nje uyakhumbula Jerusalem mayibandla liqala abantu belambile kwadayiswa izindlu kwadayiswa imhlaba ukuze abantu bonke badle lowo mqondo ukazi ususwe ebandleni simele ukubanjalo uma kahle kahle kungathiwa kunesomiso abazwana babulawa indlala kungafanele idayiswe izindlu Asidayisi ngoba sikhe isidingo kodwa ke ayisebenzele ukubusisa abazalwane ayisebenzele ukugqugquzela abantu abasenhluphekweni ayisebenze ukwakha ukukholwa ukurefresha abazalwane izinto esinazo webathandwa siyadinga ukwenza kangcono kule siyadinga ukwenza kangcono kule noma sekuba khona izindlu zokukhonzela Ayingasweleki indawo zama Bible study nemkhuleko amabhayiso okwazi ukuvangela abantu wonke umuntu akangavala ikhetini nesicapha keep ekla guard lakhe athula athi nya makukhulunywa ngendawo yakhe sina njengabantu abakholwayo sama stewards awuyibambe le concept yama stewards ayikho into nayo okweyakho wedwa yonke into nayo wena kaNkuluNkulu uyinceku eyamkelisiwe ayikho into nayo ongayinikwa nguNkulunkulu njengoba uyinikwa uNkulunkulu ufuna uyisebenzisele ibandla lakhe akukho nakho kokwakho wedwa nomndeni wakho kuphela whether ukuhlabelela whether ukushumayela whether ukugqugquzela whether ukusethapha whether imali noma yini enyo nayo zonke izinto ziyasherwa ebandleni likaNkulunkulu Orathi sengiqede la khona nizongibuza imibuzo ngale. Okokugcina uthi kuverse 11. Uma umuntu ekhuluma ufokasa kulezi iphiwo kafuna ukuyithinta. Khona iphiwo zokukhuluma. Onalezo iphiwo zokukhuluma njengoba ngikhuluma nje makakhulume ngokwamazwi avela kuNkulunkulu. Ngakhulumi into ethandwa wena bese kugqama wena nokuhlakanipha kwakho ngoba ubuchule bakho obakhibandla no okuyeko kwakho ucaphune emazwini kaNkulunkulu khona uNkulunkulu ezovela kuyena ohlakaniphile futhi ibandla lakhiwa ngawakhe amandla. Niyayizwa leyo nto. Onesiphiwo sokukhuluma akangakhulumi okwakhe ukuhlakanipha nokwasezweni akacaphune emazwini kaNkulunkulu khona uNkulunkulu ezokhazimuliswa. Uma umuntu ekhonza enye ikhathegori yeyiphiwo iyiphiwo zokukhonza. Khona iyiphiwo zokukhuluma ziningi. Khona iyiphiwo zokukhonza ziningi. Kodwa ke okhonzayo makakhonze njengokwamandla awanikwa uNkulunkulu. Akangakhonzi ngawakhe amandla. Ingakho ezofuna ukubongwa nje ngoba ubona sengathi ukhandleke ngawakhe amandla. Kodwa akacaphune kumandla kamoya engcwele. Khona ezothi noma engabonganga ajabulela ukuthi uNkulunkulu ukhazimulisiwe ngoba vele uyena obemnikeza amandla yena akanankinga. Ukuze uNkulunkulu adunyiswe kukho konke ngoJesu Kristu okukuye inkazimulo namandla kuze kube phakade naphakade. Amen. Ibalulekile le concept le ukuthi iziphiwo zisebenza kanjani. Konke ukwenza kwami okuhle kusuke kuwukwenza kukaNkulunkulu. Iziphiwo yena onginikezile, amandla yena onginikezayo, ngakho uyena ofanele ukubongwa. UNkulunkulu ufuna ibandla lifunctione ngendlela enganikezi umuntu ithuba lokuyigqaja nokubooster. Nezo bazalwane. Akekho okufanele akwazi ukuyigqaja ebandleni kaNkulunkulu ngoba sonke noma sinezinto esikwazi ukuzenza zenziwa uNkulunkulu. Ubani onginikeze ukwazi ukukhuluma nokuchaza iBhayibheli? Uyena. Ubani owenza abantu bakwazi ukulalela baphenduke ezonweni bakhule enkosini malifundisa izwi? Uyena. Ngakho kukuphi ubooster kumina? Okhulumayo makakhulume ngakwamazwi kaNkulunkulu, okhonzayo akhonze ngamandla kaNkulunkulu, khona kuzoba uNkulunkulu odunyiswayo ngoJesu Kristu osithengele lowo musa okukuyena inkazimulo kuze kube phakade. Ngithi-ke ngivale ngokusummarize kanje. Uma sibhekene nenhlupheko, asikhumbule ukuthi izophela masinyane. Ngakho sibekezele. Asiyigadeni thina ngokuba self-controlled, sibe sober emqondweni, sibe abantu abakhulekayo. Asibagadeni nabanye abazalwane. We are one another's keeper endleleni yokukholwa. Sibathande ngokweqiniso, sibaxolele mabesonile, sibamkele emakhaya ethu, siwasebenzisa amakhaya ethu njengendlela yokugqugquzela abanye abazalwane neziphiwo uNkulunkulu asinike zona njengendlela yokwakhana njengabazalwane. Uma sisebenzisa iziphiwo zethu, asingayisebenzisela udumo lwethu. Awuhosti ekhaya lakho ngenhloso yokugqama nemali onayo, nekhaya elihle noma nemoto enhle noma nemali eningi. Konke kuvela kuNkulunkulu, kumele kugqamise uNkulunkulu. Uma ukusebenzisa nendlela nje ukhuluma ngayo ngezinto zakho, kumele abantu bazi ukuthi uNkulunkulu okubusisile futhi indlela okusebenzisa ngayo kuveza ukuthi uyambonga uNkulunkulu. Amen. Na into yokugcina engifuna ukuvala ngayo nje a comment la. Le nto uPetra sibizela kuyona ayivi ihlukile bathandwa kwindlela izwe elicabanga ngayo. Ngoba lezi zinto athi azizenzeni. Ukhuluma nabantu kwabona abasenhluphekweni. Akakhulumi ngokuthi wena uma ungekho enhluphekweni nayekela kabasenhluphekweni kwa wena uqakekile. Uthi kodwa ayiqakekeni kwakho musu kuba umuntu oyinaka wena kuphela, thana uqakekile unake nabanye. Ayikho into enqanda i-depression njengokunaka abanye abantu uma uqakekile. Ingakho kuzwe noma khulunywa nge i-postbun depression ngonje lo muntu uma kadedetile. Bazoyazi omama. Into eyenzayo leya hlobo le-depression yenza umama angakwazi ukunakekela ingane. Ngoba ukunakekela omunye umuntu akuhlangani nokuba depressed, akwenzeki. Ngakho nqoba usizi olukumbozayo ngokufunda ukuthanda abanye abantu uqakekile wena. uyayinqoba kanjalo inhlupheko nosizi ngokuba umuntu oyithululayo kwabanye noma neyakhe impilo inzima awubu ugombela kwesakhe ey'ntweni zakho ngoba nakho uxakekile awudedeli luthi kodwa uyavuleleka ubathande abazalwane ubalekelele wena uyigadile wena ugade inhliziyo yakho ugade ingqondo yakho kodwa bese uba usizo kubazalwane ezweni akusinjalo ezweni wonke umuntu uyicabangela yena ekakhulukazi mayixakekile sikubone ngathi ku-right kwenze njalo kukho right inhlupheko nosizi kuyanqotshwa ngokuba umuntu onothando even noma usenhluphekweni amen. Sithandazeni.